AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump, after his meeting with Mexico's president, says they talked about a number of issues from immigration to trade. He tells reporters that he feels that NAFTA needs to be upgraded to protect both nations.
There are many improvements that could be made that would make both Mexico and the United States stronger and keep industry in our hemisphere.
For his part, President Enrique Peña Nieto, through an interpreter, says he stressed how Trump's rhetoric has been harmful to the citizens of his country.
Erroneous interpretations or affirmations that have sadly impacted and hurt Mexicans in the perception.
Later this evening, Trump will deliver a speech on immigration during a campaign stop in Phoenix. Democrat Hillary Clinton touts American exceptionalism as she also blasts Trump. Mark Smith tells us more.
Speaking to the American Legion in Cincinnati, Clinton quoted two Republicans.
I believe we are still Lincoln's last best hope of earth. We're still Reagan's shining city on a hill.
But she said Trump thinks American exceptionalism's insulting to the rest of the world and told Vladimir Putin that. At the same time, he's hectored U.S. allies, including those fighting the Islamic State.
You don't build a coalition by insulting our friends or acting like a loose cannon.
Clinton says veterans especially know this kind of behavior is not just wrong, it's dangerous. Mark Smith, Washington.
Tropical storm Hermine has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center specialist Stacy Stewart.
We expect Hermine to continue moving northeastward towards the Florida Big Bend area, possibly making landfall as early as midnight Friday morning, and it could be a minimal hurricane with winds of 75 miles per hour.
This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court dismisses a more than $500 million jury verdict against the PLO.
The U.S. government had said the $654 million verdict threatened to financially destabilize the Palestinian government and harm the region. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out the case, saying while the attacks were horrific, the federal courts lacked jurisdiction because the attacks were random and not aimed at the U.S. An attorney for families of Americans killed and injured in the attacks says the decision provides a free pass for terrorists to kill Americans overseas and is considering appealing. Julie Walker, New York.
Pittsburgh's James Harrison, Green Bay's Clay Matthews, and Julius Peppers have been cleared by the NFL in a performance enhancers investigation. The allegations against the three were made in a documentary by Al Jazeera America. A source who made those allegations retracted them later. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.